Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Tim Watts, CEO of Shield Therapeutics. STX is the ticker there. Tim, thanks for joining me.
Morning, Justin.
Yeah, and you've released a US update, and we'll go into that in a bit and explain what that's about. Before we do, let's take a step back and explain for people not familiar with the company what Shield Therapeutics is all about, if you could, Tim.
Okay, so Shield Therapeutics has developed an oral product for the treatment of iron deficiency. It's approved in Europe, where it's being marketed for us by Norgine. We have a partner in China who's completing the development process. But we decided a few months ago that we were going to launch the product ourselves. We're going to call it Accrufer in the US. And so we raised money in March of this year. We were at £29 million in order to fund the launch of Accrufer. And you know, we think Accrufer has got great potential. At the time of the fundraise, we indicated that by year 3, it could potentially be doing $100 million of sales, maybe by year 5 or 6, potentially up to $300 or $400 million. So it's a product with great potential, and we're very excited by it.
Cool, excellent. Okay, so you've done this US update, and you say you confirm you're on track to launch Accrufer in the US by the end of June 2021. So take us through why you think that and what's happening there, if you could, Tim.
Yeah, so we wanted to give everybody reassurance that we're still on track. And I guess one of the things that we're trying to convey from this RNS is there is a huge amount of work going on. Before we raised the money, whilst we were able to do quite a lot of thinking about what we wanted to do, we couldn't really do any implementation. And you know, there just is a huge amount of work to do on implementation. I mean, if you take the operational capability, we set up the legal entity with all the sort of bits and pieces, and HR systems, and so that we can pay people and so on. That's all had to be put in place. IT infrastructure, recruitment processes, employee handbooks, all that sort of stuff. That's just the sort of the foundations. Mm-hmm. We are a small company. We started with 4 people in March. We've probably doubled that roughly when we brought sort of some key people in to work in each of the sort of critical areas like market access and marketing and medical affairs and operations. But we've made the pragmatic decision that we simply didn't have enough resources and time to recruit the 30 sales reps that we need in-house. So we made the decision to go to a contract sales organization. That process to recruit the 30 reps is underway. But as you can imagine, just putting in place a contract with a contract sales organization to do that is time-consuming as contracts go backwards and forwards. But we've had to put in contracts, and I would think we're somewhere in the region of 20 to 30 legal agreements with distributors, wholesalers, with the contract sales organization, with companies that are helping us with marketing, with the companies that are helping us with medical access. So you can imagine the amount of sort of legal work that's been going on to put all that in place, and then once we've got those in place, you then have to work on for example, the materials for training the reps, the materials for marketing, so the reps have got things that they can take to the doctors, either physically or online. The medical affairs people who will talk to the key opinion leaders, again, they need materials developed that they can use. And all of those materials, the pharmaceuticals industry is heavily regulated. All of those materials have to be reviewed for compliance with the regulations. So there's an extensive process around that as well. And then we've been working on market access. So you have to set a price. We now have set a price, the gross price, or what's known in the US as the wholesaler acquisition cost. We've set that at $500 per pack. Remember, a pack is a month's worth of treatment. So that's now in the public domain. So lots of work going on. Just quite how busy the team in the US are. But we are still keeping to the timetable that we set ourselves. So we hope that we'll be able to launch by the end of June. There are one or two potential hitches. I mean, in as much as, because, as I said earlier on, this is a heavily regulated industry. We need consents from either from states and from the federal bodies, consents and licenses and so on. Most of those we're getting, but there is still the possibility that we get held up a bit by bureaucracy. But I don't think there's any fundamental concerns that have arisen in the last couple of months which would do anything to diminish, if you like, the potential and the opportunity that we have seen for the product. So I guess what we're saying is sort of so far so good, but it's absolutely full on.
Yeah. So you're quite confident it's full on, and I suppose an exciting time, isn't it, really?
It's very exciting. As I say, we think the product's got sort of great potential, iron deficiency around the world and in the US specifically, is undertreated. The current therapies, be they oral or intravenous, have their drawbacks, and we think that we've got a better oral product. So we do think there's a possibility to both to take the parts of the existing market, but also we've got a product that can help grow the market. So it is exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay then, Tim. As always, if someone's listening right now, likes the sound of what you're doing, but are not yet following the story, get them on that line, hit that follow button if they could, get them on the watch list. Give them those three reasons if you could.
Okay, well, first, I think Accrufer, or Ferracru as it's known in Europe, is, we think, a great product. And as I've been describing in the US, we think it's got fantastic potential. Secondly, that the launch is coming in the next few weeks. And I guess, once we get across the launch line, that is an inflection point. I think, more people will start to buy in, which then leads on to my third point, which is we believe right now the company is undervalued compared to a sort of fundamental economic analysis of the opportunity in the US, but also from Europe and China and other parts of the world can deliver. So I think those would be the three reasons I would recommend.
Excellent stuff. Thanks very much, Tim. And like I say, lots going on. So hopefully we'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.